Chapter 3. In the ancient days when the Galactic Empire had embraced the galaxy, and Anacreon had been the richest of the prefects of the periphery, more than one emperor had visited the vice-regal palace in state. And not one had left without at least one effort to pit his skill with air speedster and needle gun against the feathered flying fortress they call the Nyack Bird. The fame of Anacreon had withered to nothing with the decay of the times. The vice-regal palace was a drafty mass of ruins except for the wing that foundation workmen had restored. And no emperor had been seen in Anacreon for 200 years. But Nyack hunting was still the royal sport, and a good eye with the needle gun still the first requirement of Anacreon's kings. Leopold I, king of Anacreon and, as was invariably but untruthfully added, lord of the outer dominions, though not yet 16, had already proved his skill many times over. He had brought down his first Nyack when scarcely 13, had brought down his 10th the week after his accession to the throne, and was returning now from his 46th. 50 before I come of age, he had exulted. Who'll take the wager? But courtiers don't take wagers against the king's skill. There is the deadly danger of winning. So no one did, and the king left to change his clothes in high spirits. Leopold. The king stopped mid-step at the one voice that could cause him to do so. He turned sulkily. Venus stood upon the threshold of his chambers and beetled at his young nephew. Send them away, he motioned impatiently. Get rid of them. The king nodded curtly, and the two chamberlains bowed and backed down the stairs. Leopold entered his uncle's room. Venus stared at the king's hunting suit morosely. You'll have more important things to tend to than Nyack hunting soon enough. He turned his back and stumped to his desk. Since he had grown too old for the rush of air, the perilous dive within wing beat of the Nyack, the roll and climb of the speedster at the motion of a foot, he had soured upon the whole sport. Leopold appreciated his uncle's sour grapes attitude, and it was not without malice that he began enthusiastically, "But you should have been with us today, Uncle. We flushed one in the wilds of Samia that was a monster, and game as they come. We had it out for 2 hours over at least 70 square miles of ground. And then I got to sunwards." He was motioning graphically, as though he were once more in his speedster, and dived torquewise. Caught him on the rise just under the left wing at quarters. It maddened him, and he canted athwart. I took his dare and veered a left, waiting for the plummet. Sure enough, down he came. He was within wing beat before I moved, and then Leopold. Well, I got him. I'm sure you did. Now will you attend?